Alrighty, and finally we come to the Tom Hess goals section that you did last year. This is the same exact session you did last year, and it's important to plan out. I know you're writing your goals every quarter, but it's important to plan also by the year because, again, it's visioneering. It's, you know, beginning with the end in mind. Now, the reason I don't ask you to go further than 1 year, I don't ask you to necessarily plan out 5 years ahead. By the way, I encourage you to dream about 5 years ahead, but it doesn't have to be a plan. And that's just the only reason I say that is not because I don't think it's worthwhile inherently, but because most students will grossly undersell themselves as to what you're going to be capable of in 5 years. If you stick with me, this is a guarantee. This isn't just words. This is a guarantee. If you stick with me 5 years, I guarantee you will be doing things way beyond what you ever imagined for yourself. So that's why we'll just keep it at 1 year because it's a little more realistic for you to imagine what you can do. There's a saying that goes something like, actually it's from Bill Gates, I just researched it. It says, people overestimate what can be done in 1 year and underestimate what can be done in 10. All right, so there's your quote. I also invite you to have a look at last year's goals if you still have them. And if you can't find them, I think I have them in your folder. Look at last year's goals and see how many of them you've hit. And if you've only hit some of them, it's probably normal. I mean, me personally, I made a list of things I wanted to have by the time I turn 50, which is coming. And so far, in this 49th year of mine, I've only done about half of the things that I wrote that I would do differently in order to get those things. And it's probably just a question of comfort zone. Like, I gravitated towards the areas of stretching my comfort zone that were sort of more fun and less painful, or at least had more immediate short-term rewards. Like, you know, without going into detail, I probably avoided the areas that were more uncomfortable and wouldn't show results for a while, so I just haven't done anything in them, which, so I think that's normal. You know, at the risk of being vulnerable and telling you I've only done half of what I said I was going to do out of my comfort zone, at least I'm aware of it, you know. And I'm also aware that for the areas that I haven't done anything to stretch my comfort zone in, that I want results in, because I'm fully aware that if I don't stretch my comfort zone in those areas, I'm not going to get any results in those areas. I realize that the best way to begin doing something in one of those areas is to just take one small, tiny little step. And I know you know this, but, you know, we all need to hear it. So you just focus on one little thing you can do. So stretching your comfort zone doesn't have to happen all at once. And in fact, if you try to do it, you won't do it. So have a look at last year's goals. If you've only hit some of them, maybe some of those, either A, it wasn't a really important goal, or B, it's just too uncomfortable to stretch your comfort zone. So let's talk about that. All right. So I just want to reiterate before I turn you over to Tom Hess for your yearly goal planning that I love teaching you. I'm very grateful that you've continued with Guitar Lessons Ithaca, and I look personally forward to making it an amazing year for you, and we're going to have an amazing year together. Have fun with Tom Hess.